Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Dan's Health Talks. And I'm a doctor in nutrition, been doing radio since March of 1997. Before that, I was a consultant for different nutritional companies, educating people on how the different nutritional products work. So I've been at this for many, many years. I'm also the inventor of the Hydrotone exercise equipment that back when I was involved with it, it was used around, well, not around the world, but in many, many places, Australia and Japan and Brazil and quite a few different places across the world, as well as got very popular here in the United States. So I spent a number of years on that, and I, at the time, they felt it was quite revolutionary in the way I was approaching fitness, and I still think it is. I use it three times a week, and I think it's gone a long ways in keeping me healthy. Now, I've been talking about this a lot, but I just got through giving a lecture on how to reverse heart disease. And reverse, it may be too big a word because sometimes depending on how far along someone is, but there's a lot you can do from a nutritional standpoint. As a PhD in nutrition, one of the things that I've been doing for a number of years is not only interviewing different experts. Speaking of experts, I've been talking to Dr. Kaz Ingram. He's written about 30 books in this industry and very brilliant individual. And when he used to come here to Oklahoma City, where is my home base, and speak at the old health food center, they have 350 people in the morning, and then again in the evening, we'd have another 250, 300 people. He's a great, great speaker and has a lot to say. When you write that many books, you have a tremendous amount of information stuffed down in your brain ready to come out, and it does. And so I hope to start getting him on a regular basis onto our Health Cafe show here. And you'll get a lot out of it. You really will. Now, I also want to mention that when you're approaching heart health, I just got through doing counseling with a lady that had congestive heart failure. And she's 83 years old. And she said the medicine wasn't doing anything for her. She's still taking the medicine. I didn't try to take her off her medicine. Congestive heart failure, I asked her if she had plaque buildup and said no. It didn't show that she had a problem in that area, and which can bring on congestive heart failure by cutting the blood flow of the blood back to the heart, so the heart needs to be fed by the blood as well as the rest of the body. And she said that wasn't a problem. And so I approached it from basically an old age problem that we all have as we age, is the mitochondria activity gets lowered as we get older. And as that goes down, you actually lose mitochondria. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you don't remember your high school biology, or if you didn't take biology in college, mitochondria is the energy of your, where the energy is made. They call it the furnace of the cells. And you may have as many as 2,000 mitochondria in a muscle cell or a heart cell easily. And you may have more than that in your retina of your eye because there's so much energy required to constantly move the eye and respond to light and everything. So the heart is so dependent on mitochondria. Now, it varies from area to area, but the heart is probably right up there, one or two in concentration. So you have to address the mitochondria. One of the things you do with to address mitochondria is CoQ10. And a person has serious congestive heart failure. I have one doctor friend of mine and his formula. He gets as much as 600 milligrams of a bicanol. Now, not a bicanol, but a bicanol. I'm saying it wrong. It ends with N-O-L. And he does that to increase the mitochondria energy. But he also includes PPQ. This person I'm talking about is Dr. Larry McDay. PPQ, you don't need a lot of it. Somewhere between 20 and 40 milligrams is plenty. But it actually helps the body produce more mitochondria as well as energize the mitochondria. And that normally only happens when you're exercising a lot. Then you produce more. So it's sort of like exercise in a bottle. over a period of time, you're going to have more mitochondria and more energetic mitochondria. And that is really the fountain of youth, folks. That is where the fountain of youth is found, in the mitochondria. Because if it's dying, it creates inflammation throughout the body. If it's active and energetic, it can clean up the body, increase the autophagy in, within the cell, which is a detoxifying of the body, or the mitophagy, which is a detoxifying of the mitochondria. Very, very important element to health. And there's other things that help it. D-ribose is a sweet sugar that doesn't raise your blood sugar, but it feeds the heart. And a doctor friend of mine that comes to my lectures asked me, he said, can I put that in my coffee? And I said, well, yeah, I guess you can. Won't hurt it. It won't break down the D-ribose, but it will taste very good. So D-ribose, very, very important to the heart. And then fish oil, the most basic thing you can think of to the heart. There's a lot of good fish oil companies out there. The best one is Noric Naturals. Noric Natural makes different mixtures. I mean, they have one ultimate CoQ10 with CoQ10, 100 milligrams of CoQ10 in the Bicanol form. Very, very good for the heart. I usually take the ultimate 2X, and I'll take three of those. And if I had heart problems, I'd probably take six of those a day. And I would get rid of the oils that cause me problems. Those are corn oil, which is common cooking oil, especially in restaurants, but at home too, and soy oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, peanut oil. Those will bring on heart disease. The USDA said about 2 grams, which is very little, 2 grams of hydrogenated oil will bring on heart disease. We really need to learn how to clean up our system and take care of ourselves. So you got to get those out of your diet, and you got to avoid sugar and starches. Why? Because sugar and starch increases the insulin. Insulin is very inflammatory. It will thicken up the arteries. It will cause inflammation throughout the body, and then it will make a stickiness where the LDL gets turned into a BB and stuck to the side of the arteries, walls. That's why ketogenic diet, where you eat low-carb, healthy fats like coconut oil, a lot of olive oil and avocado oil, nut oils like macadamia, and then a lot of fish oil, and eat a lot of fish. These are very, very important that you do this. And look at a keto diet. At first, it seems a little hard, and after a while, you lose your appetite. And you eat tasty food. In fact, just a little bit ago, I had salmon salad at Jason's Deli with avocado on it. And then I added a few things from the salad bar, like artichoke, very good for the heart, and onions, which are very good for the heart. Added those to it and then just smothered it in olive oil with a little bit of vinegar. And that made a very easy diet. I didn't have any crackers, no starch with it. I just made a perfect little heart-healthy meal there. So you can eat out. You can eat chicken. You can eat fish. There's a lot of things you can do if you're a person that eats out. And you can do well with it. Now, avocado is really important in there. It's a very healthy. And so I always like to try to get some avocado in one form or another. Another little thing I do that I consider very healthy, I don't use flax oil, but I do use chia. Flax oil doesn't have any antioxidant. Now, black seed oil, one of the healthiest things there is for the heart. In fact, North America Urban Spice has a fantastic one that this doctor, a friend of mine, just raves about, and I'm really excited about it as well. And black seed oil affects so many different things in your body. Very, very important to your overall health. You'll hear more and more about black seed oil. And so when you go in the health food store, look for the North America Urban Spice. In the oil forms, it doesn't taste great. In the capsule forms, you won't notice it. But you're going to really like it. It brings down inflammation throughout the body. Great for the brain, great for the heart. It's just wonderful, wonderful new thing. And they've known about it. It's written up big time in the Bible. And they've known about the effect of black cumin oil for many, many years. And it's actually has some antibiotic effects on the body without the negative side effects. So take that, look for that. Now, you want the good fats. Coconut oil will not hurt you. It will help you. It'll give energy to the mitochondria. So there's many, many things you need. Now, to energize the mitochondria in the heart cell, PPQ, very, very important. There's also PQQ, also helps in that. But PPQ will make more mitochondria. And then acetyl-L-carnitine. That's one of Sinatra's, Dr. Sinatra's things that he likes to add to that. I like to add cell food, but I also like to add colostrum 6. Colostrum 6, I've seen some amazing effects. It has all the growth factors. And as we age, we lose a lot of those growth factors. And so as those break down, our heart gets weak, our biceps get weak, our legs get weak. But you keep those growth factors in the body at a healthy level, and you make it much easier for the heart to be strong and healthy, as well as everything else in your body. Now, we're going to be back in just a few moments, folks, and I have a lot more to talk about, but I'm really glad you tuned in. And by the way, I do a radio show live on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock on iHeartRadio. And it's out of Oklahoma City on KTOK AM 1000, or Talk Radio 1000. We'll be right back, folks. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Sollaway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And you can also hear me, if you want to go online, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Central Standard Time, by the way, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, to iHeartRadio.com on KTOK. That's Talk Radio 1000. And so if you want to hear a little bit more, it's a good place to catch me. Sometimes the shows are quite different. Sometimes they have a lot of overlap. But anyway, and there's some local things. There's like Dr. Brian Frank. I put him on about 4 times a month. And he does some exotic things you don't see most doctors. He's an MD with another, basically another MD, but a fellowship in functional medicine. It took about 5 years to get the fellowship on top of his MD. And he does a polar therapy. He does the original stem cell therapy. I had a friend of mine, his neck was just really torn up. He had had 2 operations on it, and it's still in pain. And he was thinking about a third one, but the doctors weren't promising anything with the third one, since they didn't get anything with the first two. And I said, before you do that, go see Dr. Frank. And when stem cells are stimulated to come there, first there's a little bit more pain, and then the pain goes away, and everything gets stronger and healthier. Well, he said he's 90% better, maybe 100%. He's almost completely back. And so he's been very excited. So I'm going to end up probably playing some shows with Dr. Frank on here to make you aware of some of the other therapies. even though you may not be in the Oklahoma City area, you may be able to find these therapies in your area or give him a call, and he may know a colleague of his is doing some of the similar things that he's doing. Or you can go to the Academy for Anti-Aging and anyway, I'm trying to remember what the Academy for Anti-Aging, and they have a whole group of doctors there that do some of these things you may not be able to find anyplace else. And very, very good group. Now, I was talking about on the first part of the show about heart disease. And this is something we all need to be aware of because it's still the number one killer. I think cancer is a scarier killer because you may live with it for years while it's eating away at you, or it may come on real quick. But heart disease, getting a stroke, that is pretty scary for anybody. And a heart attack, I understand, is one of the most painful things a person can go through. But most people die of congestive heart failure, have a weak heart. And so, as I was talking earlier, the fish oil is a big part of keeping the heart healthy. And they know that also by population studies, where they look at people that eat cold water fish, the regular old fish, if the water's not cold, it doesn't produce EPA, DHA. And actually, they get it by eating algae. They process the algae, and the kelp probably too. But they process the algae into omega-3. But I think it needs to be processed. Cod liver oil is a phenomenal one. And the Nordic Natural one comes from Norway. And they go to a lot of different things to try to make sure it is really pure and clean. They use small boats. They make sure that the fish are brought back into that boat that night, back to the dock, back to be processed. So there's no rancidity. That's what they're avoiding. And they use a variety of small boats instead of these big boats that create a lot of ecological problems and put too much oil out into the water and all this stuff. So this is the way they approach it. And when they're measured, they're the purest in the industry. But they're also very, very potent, especially if you use the ultimate omega, the 2X, or use the 2X with CoQ10 for the heart. Something else, now you may not want to take hawthorn berry with blood thinner, but if you're not on blood thinner, very important. And if you are on blood thinner, the lady I counseled with earlier today, she's on blood thinner, and she's 83 years old. And I said, do you have any bruising going on? Said, no. And she said, I'm lucky with my blood vessels. Well, she's doing something else really smart because her and her husband once owned a health food store back in the 90s. She knew to take vitamin C at high dosages with bioflavonoids. That keeps the blood vessels strong. And those dang rat poison that they give as a blood thinner, you'll see older people bruises all over them because their blood vessels are getting so thin, so they bleed so easily. And this is one of the ways to keep it strong. Also, pine bark, pycnogenol. I like pine bark for allergies at fairly high dosages. Really, a milligram per pound of body weight does wonders. Now, pycnogenol is its trade name, but you can buy it as pine bark and don't have to pay for the trade name. And get basically, as far as I can tell, exactly the same thing. So look for pine bark, too, to strengthen the blood vessels. People that have bleeding gums will find that pine bark and CoQ10. Some toothpaste has CoQ10. You can break open a capsule of CoQ10 and rub it around your gums. Very, very good for strengthening the gums. And so this is very, very important if you're dealing with heart failure and congestive heart failure. I would look at Dr. Stephen Sinatra's books if you're dealing with congestive heart failure. But on top of what he does, what he's written about, I would add colostrum, number six, and I would add the black seed oil. That may be out in his newest book. I doubt if he knows about the veins of taking colostrum six. And then you got to look at your things like your thyroid. If your thyroid's not functioning, your heart can't beat like it's supposed to. and that can make for a very weak heart. So, and then taking products to support the thyroid, like triiodine, very, very good product. Terry Naturally has a great one in that. You can get one in the pharmacy called Idoral that is very similar. And initially, you need to take a fairly high dose of the iodine, 25 to 50 milligrams, sound like a really high dose. But you do that to knock the halogen chemicals out of the body, the bromine, the fluoride, and see what else we got, and the chlorine. Those settle in the thyroid and other glands. By taking high dosages of the iodine, you knock those out. And so after a few months of doing that, you may go down to 12.5 milligrams. 12.5 is right at the level that the Japanese get by eating kelp every day. And they have very low thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, ovary cancer, and their heart disease is very low. And they think one of the reasons is because they have good iodine levels in their body, keeping the thyroid healthy. But it does other things in the body. But when it gets low, hydrogen peroxide can get out of hand and cause cancer and cause other havocs in the body. So those are some of the things I'm throwing out today.
We'll be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp. And he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, Ph.D. in nutrition. And I have another Ph.D. with me, and he's also a naturopath physician, Dr. Larry McDade. And Larry is very brilliant in this field. He's been at it professionally longer than I have, and, boy, he knows a lot. And so, Larry, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Dan. I'll always be glad to be there talking with you folks on a nice warm day like this.
Well, now, when this plays, it may not be.
Not right now, is it?
That's true. Now, I have a question for you that a lot of people have to deal with, because heart disease is still the number one killer, though cancer is trying to catch up. It's not quite there. And I still think that more people die of congestive heart failure than they do of heart attacks. And I haven't really looked at the numbers in a long time, but I still think that's true. But both the idea of having a stroke or heart, really a stroke, is what would scare me. So as a nutritionist, if you were dealing with, first, let's say congestive heart failure, because you have a product I'm taking right now called CardioDan, Daily Assured Nutrition. And so I'm really sort of looking behind the scenes of what you did to create that product for friends and family and people you know and stuff. So what would you approach congestive heart failure with?
Well, of course, all diseases, whatever you want to put the name on, really have an underlying factor, and that's called inflammation. Whatever we have out there, and every disease known to mankind, a few syndromes thrown in, will actually have inflammation at the base of the problem. Now, you can use specific nutrients for some different pathways to get particular jobs done. But the first thing that we always do is make sure that we find out the inflammatory process with the patient. You can have your medical doctor run a test called C-reactive protein, which in most cases can tell you the inflammation factor in a cardiovascular point of view. The thing that we always bring into mind first on inflammation, especially in this particular setting that we're talking about, is to fight inflammation. Well, two or three things come to mind, and they're not something you can just take off the shelf and say, oh, this is good for inflammation, because remember, we don't talk in terms of cures. We just talk in terms of how we try to help the body help itself. And some of the nutrients out there have been well-researched. Some are something that some people would call even a wives' tale. But in general, one of the first things that you can use that come to mind would be something called curcumin from turmeric. And that is one of the best anti-inflammatories out there for most people. Now, again, we can't diagnose and we can't treat in that terminology, but we can go ahead and talk about some of the research and some of the results a lot of people get with taking curcumin. And people pronounce that differently. So we look at that, but the unfortunate thing about curcumin or turmeric is it's very hard to process or metabolize or to absorb. And there are zillions of products out there. And mm-hmm. Of course, I'm being a little exaggeration on the situation, but there are so many products out there that will have some good quality curcumins in there, but they always have a problem being absorbed. But we can get around that with a number of things. One of the first things that we do is that we have a formula called the gastro formula, and that helps with the malabsorption in the people's bodies that take these products. So what we try to do, of course, is to look at the patient, find out their eating habits, what the problems they may have. We might look at some of the medical things that the doctors have talked about and discuss that with the patient. But almost always on a situation with any type of cardiovascular disease, the first thing we're going to say is, let's take a look at how we can use curcumin in the body so it can help you.
Now, Larry, I want you to tell people how to get a hold of you. Then I want to come back and I want to ask you about how to energize the heart. But
all right, sure. Okay. Well, my telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Okay. Now, people, we know that the heart is a muscle, and it may, except that different than your skeleton muscle, it may be beaten 70 times a minute even when you're resting. And so as that gets weak, it swells and gets larger, and we call that congestive heart failure, and it can't pump the fluids back to the heart and can't even get the blood back to feed the heart so it can feed the rest of you. So what do you do to energize the heart?
Well, there's a number of ways to do that, but one of the things that we see with most patients seem to work out well is to help with a process in the body that has to do with the mitochondria, which are the little energy burner cells in the body or parts of the cells mm-hmm. that actually produce a fuel called ATP. And again, by getting proper energy through what they call the Krebs cycle or the citric acid cycle, we let the body have a new source of fuel that's produced in there. Now, the thing is, we're talking mostly in that Krebs cycle, something that we have from glucose or sugar. And the body uses that primarily as fuel. But people with different diseases really can use a different fuel source that we use in fat. Now, there are good fats and there are bad fats. And to help energize that body, we've got to stay away from the bad fats, the trans fats, the fats that we know that have some bad side effects. The saturated fats like coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil are the good guys. Now, some of the cardiologists, unfortunately, are not up to speed on this, and they think all fat's bad, or even saturated fat they realize has some value, but they will be on the situation of saying that these fats are bad. I don't want my patients to take very many. They're always scared of elevated total serum cholesterol. And again, there's poor research that shows any of those things are true out there. Mm-hmm. People have been preaching that for a long time. And yes, some of the cholesterol problems can be a problem on the low-density lipoprotein part of it if it's oxidized. But even that's usually not the problem.
Now, Larry, we're going to run out of time here, but I know the product that I'm taking right now is called what?
The product you're taking right now is Superdan Cardio. It's the multivitamin, multi-mineral with essential fats, but it does have some of the heart helpers, like the CoQ10, the PQQ. It has a lot of good magnesium, which you need in the cardiovascular system, the right type of magnesium, and many, many others. We could name 90 or 100 items here, but those are some of the key factors.
Now, we've gone over, but give them your phone number real quick.
Sure. Area code is 405, and that number is 447 6448.
Thank you, Larry. And we're talking to Dr. Larry McDay. Thanks a lot, Larry. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I actually am one of the authors, primary author, of one of the textbooks for International Sports Science Association, where we certified fitness experts around the country and around the world. And then I was invited to go to Japan because the exercise equipment that I invented, I had 11 patents in my exercise equipment and 22 foreign patents and some patents in other areas. I really have about 30 patent ideas I'm sitting on. I wish I had the money to do. But it's a lot harder than people think to get something to market. So anyway, when I went to Japan, and the first in the first group, we had advanced group and first group, we had 70 people. They had a huge swimming pool that wasn't very deep, that was owned by Tokyo Gas and Electric. And there's only one gas company in Japan. And so the president of that came and watched what I was doing, which I was a real honor to meet one of the top CEOs from Japan. Then I went to other really high level, high class fitness centers around Japan. And we put on expos for him. And the next one, we had advanced group. So some of them were the same ones that went through the beginning, and some were doctors and physical therapists that went through the advanced. So we certified another 30 people. So in a 10-day period, in just that group, there was, I don't know, somewhere between 80 and 100 people certified. Wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. They couldn't have been nicer. They treated me like I was a rock star. But I would not want to be in that kind of spotlight all the time. There's something isolating about it where people make too big a deal out of you. And then you feel like, they're not going to tell you when you, do something stupid like they would to just anybody else. I think people that are extreme celebrities, there's a loneliness that goes with it. That's why they hang out with each other. They almost have to. So anyway, I haven't talked a lot about fitness, even though that was what I was known for internationally and nationally in the 80s when I was working with the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers and Mike Tyson and McEnroe and all these different people. That's what I was first known for, though I was also lecturing on nutrition. And then Dr. Hagelin heard me lecture and said, no, you need to be on radio. And this is not a visual medium, but there's some things I can teach you here. It's becoming common. They're even making the machines this way. I started teaching it in my exercise class that I teach at the Lighthouse Fitness Center. And the way we would do it is when your chest is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. And I would have at the end of my one-hour class of working all the different muscles from a wide variety of directions and movements and stuff to stabilize the joint and keep everything really strong. After we're done with that, some would stay late, and we'd put a flotation belt on for another 10 minutes of exercise. And what we would do is we would, already warmed up, we would do a wind sprint as hard as we could for 45 seconds, rest for 15, and repeat that four times. Then we'd go as hard as we could for 30 seconds and rest 10, and then we'd go as hard as we could for 20 and rest 10, and then we would do a cool down. And reading I was doing that, it was a study I read about 10 years ago,
where they took bicyclers, and they had one group of bicyclers bicycle for an hour at what they consider aerobic zone, which is about 70 to 75% of your maximum heartbeat, you know, where you take 220, subtract your age, then take 75% of that. 85% or more is considered anaerobic, where that's where you're running a wind sprint as fast as you can. Well, they had one group of bicyclers do the bicycle at the 75% for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. They had another group, and that study, by the way, lasted 22 weeks. It lasted 7 weeks longer than this other group. The other group only bicycled for 10 minutes, and here's how they did it. They did a two-minute warm-up, then they went as hard as they could for 20 seconds, then they rest 10, then as hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10. They did that for 6 minutes, and they cooled down for 2 minutes. Now, the one that went for 1 hour and also went for 7 weeks longer had a 9% improvement in aerobic capacity, which is very good. But the one that went for 10 minutes, and they only did it 3 days a week, and went for 10 minutes and only lasted 15 weeks, they had a 14% aerobic capacity and had 143% more fat loss than the one that worked out for an hour. So I like adding that. Now you'll see some of the machines, the Norix, they'll have where they have you go up and then rest a little bit up. Well, they're doing the same thing I was teaching back then. There's two ways you work out. You can either work out long or you can work out hard. Both have their place. When you do endurance, and I think between the days you do want to do some endurance exercise, when you go hard, the heart muscle gets thicker and the actual muscle gets stronger. When you go long, the heart gets larger. But you want both qualities. But I don't believe in running marathons. Maybe the 5K and 10K, but when you beat your body up to run a marathon, you're really putting yourself in damage, and you're going to pay a price. The people that live the longest when they look at different sport activity are the swimmers, partly because they can swim till they're 90 years old, but you can't run till you're 90 years old very often, and your knees have usually gone, and your back has too. Bicyclers, there's wrecks and everything else. I had a pretty good wreck on a bicycle years ago. Swimming seems to be the best. And if you can do it with a pool without chlorine, even better. But when you exercise, the major key that a lot of people don't when they're lifting weights and stuff, you want to do enough reps, 6 to 10 reps. And the last two or three, you're barely moving. I mean, you're doing everything you can to move it. When I do push-ups and pull-ups, I may do, right now I'm doing 85 push-ups on the first one, but the last few, I'm doing everything I can to push them out. And then I'm jumping up and doing chin-ups. But I'm trying to squeeze out as many as I can, even if I have to jump up and fight it going down. That's the secret of recruiting new muscle fiber. We'll be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have the answer for aging. I really do. I have a product called, right now it's called XDS Technology, and the products are Ultramito Mind, Ultramito Perform. Mito stands for mitochondria. And the Rejuvenate Gel and the Recovery Oils, phenomenal products. And I have the scientists, one of the two scientists that developed this technology, Bevan Elliott. And Bevan, thank you for being with us. I know we don't have much time here, but I want to introduce everyone to it. And you real quickly tell people what this XDS, what this does for us, because we're seeing one miraculous change after another with these. If people give it a little time, sometimes it takes a while for it to kick in.
Sure. Okay. Well, our goal was with these products to energize cellular function. That generally happens in the mitochondria. Mitochondrial membranes are the areas inside the cell where the conversion of various fuels and oxygen to energy that your cell can use take place. As you mentioned before, Dan, I'm sure there are many other functions that happen at the mitochondrial part of the Krebs cycle, and the communication with the nucleus, the other parts of the cell, the communication with regard to cellular division and waste management, if you will. But what we were going for when we developed these products is, how do we take natural products, make them more bioavailable, more efficiently used, and how can we deliver them directly to where they need to go inside the cells and do it all naturally without artificial or highly purified substances? And what we were able to do in our results have shown that we were able to reduce chronic inflammation. We were able to take care of chronic problems with waste removal from the cell. Mm-hmm. We were able to increase people's energy level by managing that mitochondrial dysfunction, reversing that, and by increasing the numbers of mitochondria in the cell. And what we didn't anticipate was the increase in athletic performance by such a large degree that people have reported.
Well, real quickly, the thing that probably stuns me the most, besides the improvement in eyesight, sometimes people that were like Terrence, it was 100 over 20. Now, I think it's improved even more since the last talk to him. But he, when I had him on, it was 60 over 20. He can watch TV now. But is the young man that has cerebral palsy that I've done a show with, has walked with canes all his life, is now not. We don't know why this is doing this like this. We know some of the reason why, but you, I know you and your partner never expected those kind of miracles. So these are truly, truly extraordinary.
They really are. We've seen results with people having nerve problems, such as diabetic neuropathy, with our topical, which is called Rejuvenate. These are mechanisms that we did not anticipate, but we're delving into at this point to see how we can maximize those functions for reversing cellular ailments.
Yeah, and we've seen some very strange reversal that are pretty amazing. Now, we're out of time here, Bevan. I want to talk to you again very soon. I really appreciate this. XDS Technology, and that's not the name of the company. It's going to have a new name very soon. But thanks again, Bevan, for being with me.
Thank you, Dan.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. I have two friends of mine with me. I have Dr. Brian Frank, which all of you know if you listen to this show. Brilliant doctor. In fact, I've been going to him myself. But I sent a friend of mine over there, Brent Kennedy, BK is what everyone calls him. He runs all the Louis in town. And BK seems to know everybody, so you probably know BK if you ever crossed his path. And BK was having problems with his neck, and they wanted to operate on it. And I said, before you do that, you need to see Dr. Frank. So, guys, tell me what you found, BK, and tell me, Dr. Frank, how you worked it with him, what you did for him.
Well, I'll jump in there first. This is BK, Dan, and back in 2006, I had some neck surgery and had some disc problems, and about 7-8 months ago, my neck started hurting me real bad, so I went to two different neurosurgeons in Oklahoma City, both reputable groups, and they both wanted to fuse my 5, 6, and 7 disc.
Wow.
After talking to you and you hooked me up with Dr. Frank, I went to see Dr. Frank approximately 2.5-3 months ago, and Dr. Frank can jump in here, but I think I've done 5 injections, and I can promise you my neck is 80 to 90% better, and I have not had any surgeries and don't plan on it, and my neck's feeling really, really good.
Cool. That's really cool. Now, Dr. Frank, you want to talk about what you did and why it worked?
Sure. Yeah, it's been great to see Brent, and fortunately, his story is like 80 to 90% of patients that we see in our integrative pain management. You know, I come from all of this as an anesthesiologist, so not only spending decades in the operating room with the spinal surgeons, but also very, very active in an anesthesia pain clinic for many years. But a lot of people are surprised I ditched that, because the reason I did is because we actually, you know, there's therapies that we can do in the integrative pain management world that actually stimulate healing and repair, regeneration of the ligaments that support the spine, or it could be the rotator cuff, it could be the hip and back, it could be, you know, worn out cartilage in the knee. And so especially prilotherapy, which is what we've been doing for Brent, is the original stem cell therapy. I usually say it's the original stem cell therapy at about 1/10 of the price of the things that are currently advertised. And what we do in classic prilotherapy is we're using a local anesthetic lidocaine along with a dextrose solution, and that sounds odd, a sugar, but that stimulates the patient's own stem cells and growth factors to come in, and literally those stem cells will come in these ligaments of the neck that we've been treating in Brent, and they'll mature to become fibroblasts, the healthy cells of those ligaments. So we're regenerating healthy support structure in his neck, and that takes pressure off of discs, it takes pressure off of nerves, off of the facet joints, and so it's a regenerative therapy to actually restore structural support to his neck, and when you get a healthy joint, healthy joints don't hurt.
Yeah, you toughen up the ligaments, bring it back to a more normal, youthful level, and supports that, holds everything in place. What I was worried about for you, BK, and it might have happened from your first surgery, when you operate on the spine like that, at first you feel a little better, and then in a few weeks or less, the body starts laying scar tissue down, and then it starts squeezing the nerve, and you can end up having even more pain than you had before. There are things you can do to avoid that buildup of scar tissue, but most doctors don't know what it is. And so I'm so glad you went and did this. I know that you've been telling people at the gym, that's how BK and I have got to really know each other well, how important this is to do and check it out before you look at doing something as radical as surgery. Because surgery...
Absolutely. I've actually sent a couple more people over to Dr. Frank, and again, you know, I mean, I went to two surgeons, both great guys. Actually, one of the groups did the first surgery on me, and he just said, hey, you're going to have to try to live with it, or we can go in there and fuse those things. And then after talking to you and you hooked me up with Doc, it's just been continuously getting better and better. And the last treatment I had, you know, Dr. Frank and I talked about it. I'm going to wait about a month to even see if I need to get another one. But so far, so good. And been really, really pleased with everything so far.
Now, one thing we need to make people aware about why stem cells are coming. There's a little pain before it gets better. Isn't that correct, Doc? And if the pain isn't there, the stem cells don't come and do their job.
Well, no, I'd modify that slightly. That some people will get sore for a couple of days after the treatment as those stem cells come in. When I started this many years ago, we used pretty aggressive solutions that, about 98% of my patients thought a bus hit them, but I don't use those anymore. We use the classic solutions, and with those, it's about half the patients have some soreness, and about half the patients don't have any, and yet they still get good results. So there's, it has been a process through the last 20, 25 years of the different solutions that I've used, that we've got a good balance between, yes, about half patients have some soreness, but it's not the debilitating discomfort that it was 20 years ago.
Very interesting, because I was probably basing that on information I heard years ago and just thought that was standard procedure. But
What I think's going on, this is a theory, but it's not important for everybody, just my own curiosity. I think there's one of the glyconutrients is dependent on dextrose, and the glyconutrients send out messages from cell to cell, and I always wonder if they were what told stem cells where to come and go. But before, don't really need to answer that because we're about out of time here. Give them your phone number, Dr. Frank, and tell people how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, my clinic, Regenesis Health, phone number is 405-763-7603.
I'll be back next week, folks. Thank you for listening. I really enjoy talking to you.